Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Master Li Hongzhi lectures at New York Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference. The voice of Falun Gong is heard in New York. Minghui Human Rights Report: Falun Gong practitioners systematically murdered in China for their organs. 424 arrested in China for practicing Falun Gong in February 2016. Celebrating World Falun Dafa Day, Shenyang practitioners participating in Asian Sports Festival in 1998. And additional celebrations and proclamation of Falun Dafa Day in Italy, Scotland, and Texas. Now for the stories.
Master Li Hongzhi lectures at New York Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference. Nearly 10,000 practitioners from 53 countries attended the New York Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference on May 15th at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, spoke at the conference and explained how practitioners can do better at improving Xinxing and fulfilling their historic responsibilities. Lecture from Master Li. Master Li came onto the stage at about 11:20 a.m. and was met with a rousing standing ovation and loud applause. Master Li reminded practitioners who have not been diligent or have not been genuinely cultivating that failing to fulfill their vows is not a simple issue of slacking off. With compassion and seriousness, Master asked practitioners to let go of attachments and to not judge things with human notions. Some practitioners have been unable to make judgments based on the Fa or consider saving sentient beings a high priority. They instead make judgments based on human notions or personal preferences. Master once again reminded this large number of practitioners to not indulge in human notions, because a Dafa disciple has no excuse to fail in his or her mission. Large Gathering. Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conferences have been held in New York each year since 1997. Master Li has lectured at the conference almost every year, so it has become an important event for Falun Dafa practitioners, attracting attendees from around the world. Although Falun Dafa was first introduced in New York in 1996, by 1999, 3,000 to 4,000 practitioners came from around the world to attend the conference, despite the high cost of getting there. The persecution in China began several months after that conference. Now 17 years later, participation at the conference has increased to nearly 10,000, including many coming from mainland China. Experience Sharing. 13 Falun Dafa practitioners gave talks at the conference, sharing personal experiences with the practice. They came from New York, California, Seattle, Georgia, Switzerland, Italy, Dubai, and other locations. The conference concluded at 5:15 p.m. Members of the audience remarked that Master Li's lecture made them feel the urgency of cultivating themselves better and saving more people. After hearing fellow practitioners share their experiences, some said they were able to identify areas where they can do better. By cooperating well and letting go of human notions, they plan to work together to cultivate well, fulfill their mission, and save more people.
The voice of Falun Gong is heard in New York. New Yorkers saw Falun Gong practitioners at every corner in Manhattan last week as they celebrated the 17th World Falun Dafa Day. One of the biggest wishes the 9,000 practitioners from all over the world have is for more people to learn what Falun Gong really is as they call for help to stop the persecution in China. Persistent despite the rain. Falun Gong practitioners assembled en masse outside the Chinese consulate for a few hours each evening last week to protest the persecution that continues in China. It was cold and rainy on Friday. Passers-by were surprised to see practitioners continuing their exercises in the rain. An hour later, the sun came out, and many people asked practitioners about Falun Gong and their experiences. Sanika, 65, from Finland, started practicing Falun Gong in 2000 after reading the book Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong. She said, "I consider myself very lucky that I found the practice of Falun Gong. Before I started practicing Falun Gong, I always blamed others whenever I had conflicts. I was exhausted, she explained. Falun Gong teaches people to look inward for our own problems when we have conflicts. I always strive to do so. I feel that I am walking on the right path, she said. Sonika wants the consular officials to understand that they should not follow the party's official policy of persecution. She said, "Do no evil. That is what I want to tell them." 24-year-old Marco from Rome shared an interesting personal experience. He said, "It was 2 years ago in July. A thought came into my mind out of nowhere that I should try meditation. I had never tried it before. I thought that meditation should be done in a park, so I went to Park Villa Torlonia, close to my home, where I saw a group of people meditating. I didn't want to interfere with them, so I watched and imitated them from a distance. Amazingly, as soon as I started imitating their movement, I felt a strong beam of energy rushing into my body. That was a feeling that I never had before. One of them invited me to join them, and that is how I started practicing Falun Gong," Marco smiled. "That summer, many wonderful things happened to me. I started to read Juan Falun a few months later, where I found answers to questions I had long been looking for. It helps me to improve myself," he said.
Mingwei Human Rights Report. Falun Gong practitioners systematically murdered in China for their organs. In 2006, the Epoch Times newspaper broke a stunning story about what is undoubtedly one of the most horrible atrocities to be committed by any government, not only in modern times, but in all of recorded history. As documented in the investigative report, Bloody Harvest, by noted human rights lawyer David Mattis and former Canadian Secretary of State for the Asia-Pacific region David Kilgore, there is overwhelming evidence of the Chinese Communist regime's chilling role in systematically murdering Falun Gong practitioners, harvesting their organs while they are alive, and making huge profits from doing so. In response to the international outcry, the Chinese regime has attempted to explain away one of the main pieces of circumstantial evidence. The meteoric rise in the number of organ transplantation in recent years and the extremely short wait times in a culture notoriously averse to organ donation. By stating that it has harvested organs from executed criminals after their deaths. Faced with undeniable evidence, it has attempted to escape culpability for a monstrous atrocity by admitting to a lesser crime. The report presents evidence that directly contradicts this claim and lends further credence to the serious charges leveled against the Chinese regime. A 98-page in-depth report on the organ harvesting atrocities in China is available on the Mingwei.org website.
"424 arrested in China for practicing Falun Gong in February 2016. According to data compiled by the Minghui website, 424 people are confirmed to have been arrested this February because they refused to renounce their belief in Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. The police also ransacked the practitioners' homes, confiscating more than 350,000 yuan in cash. At the time of writing, 242 of the arrested remain in detention. Some of the arrests were coordinated ahead of time. Around 20 practitioners were at a private gathering in Jiang, Guangdong province, when they were arrested. The police had been monitoring the host of the gathering for some time. The targeted included both young and old, as well as people from different professions. College professor Ms. Song Jianbao from Hebei University was removed from her teaching position after her arrest. The arrests were spread out all across China, covering 26 provinces and centrally controlled municipalities. Ms. Tong Yuha, a Canadian citizen originally from Shaanxi province, was also arrested while visiting her parents. Her whereabouts remain unknown. 10 cities in 6 provinces registered double-digit arrests of practitioners in February.
Celebrating World Falun Dafa Day, Shenyang practitioners participate in Asian Sports Festival in 1998. Whenever I recall how Falun Gong practitioners participated in the opening ceremonies of the Asian Sports Festival in 1998, I realize what a miracle it was. Our invitation to participate arrived only 5 days before the event took place. Under such a tight schedule, we made uniforms, trained a parade team, and arranged practitioners to sit in the audience seats to form the three Chinese characters of Falun Gong. It was such a great success that the organizer awarded us the only spiritual civilization award, and the media reported positively about Falun Gong. When we showed the pictures to Master, later he said the three characters were really nice. Getting an invitation. The city of Shenyang hosted the Asian Sports Festival in 1998, sponsored by the General Association of Asian Sports Federations and the National Sports Association of China. The purpose was to showcase non-Olympic sports in Asia. One such event was Qigong, at the time thought to be a mysterious but effective practice that helped people cure illnesses and get fit. We very much wanted to participate in the event to help people see the wonderfulness of Falun Gong. Forming the characters Falun Gong. We received 1,500 tickets to watch the opening ceremonies. Each practitioner held a two-sided colored board to hold up and form the characters. Though practitioners had never practiced using the boards, they did it with great uniformity. I was totally moved. Tears fell down my face. It was a miracle of Falun Gong. Marching and demonstrating the exercises. For the parade at the opening ceremonies, 68 practitioners formed the Falun Gong Square. A total of 25 teams, each representing a Qigong exercise, marched in and demonstrated their exercise at the opening ceremonies. The Falun Gong team in its yellow exercise uniforms was especially striking. With only 5 days of practice, their uniformity and the unique style of cultivators were quite impressive compared to other groups that had practiced for several months. They demonstrated the standing exercise in the field and later the sitting exercise. Recognition. We sat under the sun for 6 hours. Nobody got up and walked around. No one complained. Everyone sat quietly. People from other exercise teams left in the middle of the program as the sun bore down. Falun Gong was the only group that stayed to the end. Our parade team marched out at the end of the ceremonies. The organizers issued Falun Gong the only spiritual civilization award. The organizer later published a special festival edition. Both the front and back covers displayed photos of Falun Gong practitioners doing the exercise. A practitioner showed the pictures of our practitioners at the open ceremonies to Master. Master was very happy. When he saw the first picture, he said, "Really nice." He saw the second picture and said, "Really nice." He then saw the third picture and said, "Really nice," a third time.
Additional celebrations and proclamation of Falun Dafa Day in Italy, Scotland, and Texas. Although the 17th World Falun Dafa Day, May 13th, has passed, the Minghui website continues to receive more reports on the celebrations and proclamations for the occasion from around the world. This report includes events in Milan, Italy, and Edinburgh, Scotland, as well as a proclamation from Texas, USA. The two-day celebration in Milan took place on May 14th and 15th. Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises, and many people signed a petition to support Falun Gong's peaceful resistance against the persecution by the communist regime in China. The celebration in Edinburgh was held in front of City Hall on May 14th. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises, passed out flyers, and collected signatures from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The mayor of North Richland Hills, Texas, Oscar Trevino, proclaimed May 13th World Falun Dafa Day in the city. The mayor's proclamation recognizes that the founder of Falun Dafa, Master Li Hongzhi, has helped people around the world to improve their health and moral standards, as well as deepen their understanding of life, humanity, and the universe. Mayor Trevino also praises Falun Gong practitioners for their determination and courage to stand up for truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, while facing severe persecution in China. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.